Let's talk a little bit about the choice of chemotherapy in the adjuvant setting. Again, we're going to stick with the HER2 negative patient to start with. How do you sort through that in a patient who's node negative and node positive?
For the patient who's node negative, I tend to not just focus on nodal status, but I tend to also look at tumor size, estrogen and progesterone receptor status in terms of deciding how aggressive to be with the patient. So you can have a high-risk node negative patient that you want to treat aggressively and may want to use dose-dense chemotherapy in the node negative setting, despite a lot of data in that direction. But if I have a woman with a 2.5-3 centimeter ER negative, HER2 negative breast cancer, I'm much more likely to be more aggressive. In my node negative population, the two most common regimens I use tend to be AC, 4 cycles, every 2 or every 3 weeks, or TC. And since Steve Jones presented his data on TC versus AC, I've been impressed by the improvement with TC and tend to use that a fair amount in the node negative patients and also in some of my node positive patients that I may want to avoid an anthracycline. On the other hand, in my node positive population, I tend to more commonly use dose-dense AC followed by Taxol or TAC. And then I look at the estrogen receptor status to help me make the distinction of which of those two I'm going to favor.
How do you incorporate the estrogen receptor status into that decision?
There's now been data looking at several CALGB trials suggesting that the addition of Taxol and the change to dose density may not give us as much of an advantage as we think in the estrogen receptor positive population, while in the estrogen receptor negative population, it does give us a very significant advantage. On the other hand, when you look at the TAC versus FAC trial, TAC was superior to FAC whether the patient was estrogen receptor positive or negative. So I use that information in my decision making, and I tend to, again, favor TAC in my node positive, estrogen receptor positive population, whereas with my estrogen receptor negative, I think both are perfectly viable options.